Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Host of Northland Morning, Lisa Johnson, has long been involved in animal rescue in the Northland and is creator of the KUMD adoption segment, Forever Home. Now, Forever Home is an art exhibit come to life, opening at the Duluth Art Institute on September 15th, and you are invited to submit your work. A deadline is looming Thursday, September 7th. Your work and others in this photography show tell the stories of animal adoptions through photographs up through October 27th. The opening reception will be Thursday, September 28th, but the show goes up next week. I spoke with Michelle at Animal Allies, a partner in this touching new show.
My name is Michelle Sternberg, and I am the Marketing and Communications Manager here at Animal Allies. Forever Home is an exhibit that kind of came about from a conversation that we had with a gal named Annie over at the Duluth Art Institute. She and Lisa Johnson have chatted about potentially doing an exhibit. Lisa has been a volunteer photographer up here at Animal Allies for many years. She primarily photographs the dogs here at the shelter. So when you look online to see the list of adoptable pets and that kind of thing, you're going to see photos that Lisa has taken. Lisa's photos really have made a huge difference in helping dogs get adopted from the shelter here. And that's kind of where the concept of Forever Home came from, kind of aptly titled and opened up to the community and wanted to get other people's, other artists' take on how their pets have made a difference in their lives and what their pet means to them. So Forever Home is a gallery showing, an exhibit that we have partnered with them on, and it runs from September 14th to October 27th. With the opening reception being on September 28th.
I can imagine that these images often will then include the whole family.
Yeah, absolutely. So in the case of Lisa's work, what we have kind of done and what she's put together is she's taken the images of the dogs before when they were in the shelter, so that's kind of their before photo, and then she's made some connections with the adoptive families and connected back with them and actually gone back to their home and taken a picture of the dog in their new home with their family in their new place. So you've kind of got the before and the after part of the story. And Lisa's actually created a little story about each dog.
This is really about the story.
It really is. And for Lisa, I know that that's a huge part of why she volunteers her time as a photographer is, you know, she really just believes in the power of photographs and how important it is to tell the animal's story in a positive light and help them find a good home. You know, yeah, it starts out with that small idea of being about the story, but how impactful is that?
Tell us about the work of Animal Allies.
Animal Allies Humane Society has been a nonprofit animal shelter here in the Duluth area since 1957, helping homeless pets in need, really, from medical care to providing food and shelter and daily care needs to, you know, really taking the steps that are necessary to help them find homes, from having the adoption center here to running our website to making sure that the animals, that people can find the animals and that they can connect and build that relationship together. We also offer humane education programming here in the community, which is really a huge part of our work. I love that the Duluth Art Institute wanted to open it up to community members to submit their own artworks. They're actually accepting submissions through Thursday, September 7th. Email C. Meyer, M-E-I-E-R, at DuluthArtInstitute.org to register and participate. And she'll help you out with everything that you need to know to submit your artwork.
Forever Home goes on display at the Duluth Art Institute on Friday, September 15th, with an opening reception scheduled for Thursday, September 28th. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.